Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. We're going to get the show started today with a potpourri of subjects. The first one being real estate scams.
Mm-hmm. I came across an article this week that I thought was pretty interesting, and it was talking about real estate scams, which kind of inspired this because I have a story of something that happened that I experienced regarding real estate scams a little while back. And so I wanted to share about that, give a little information about real estate scams, and then we'll go into rent to own. We'll share some of the pros and cons, what that is. And rent to own is another thing that sometimes there are scams involved with as well. So we'll go into a few red flags to look out for as far as rent-to-own scams go. And then at the very end, we are going to share five questions that you're going to want to ask yourself before you pull the trigger on buying a house. So lots of information for everyone today.
There's a lot. And with the change of the season, though, I do want to congratulate my community, Turner, Oregon, the Cascade Cougars, as we're heading into the playoff season, but also transitioning into the fall, winter seasons. And you guys all know I'm the wrestling coach, one of the wrestling coaches at Cascade High School. So we're really excited to get back out there and enter the season as I guess we set our clocks backwards, right? It's going to start to get dark earlier. Oh.
Fall so. Back. And yes. I like that jacket
you're
you got on.
It.
Thank you.
You
yeah, this dressing. Jacket is really, really warm. Really warm. Yeah, I got my Uggs on too.
He does. He does have his Uggs. Okay, so I'm just going to share a story of a time that one of my listings was involved in a scam. So a few years ago, I had this listing in the town of Staton, Oregon, and it was a really, really small home. So it's something that would make a great rental. It was a tiny square amount of square footage. So it would make sense to be, you know, it was a house that kind of thing that would be rented. So a couple weeks after this home hit the market, which back at the time, a couple weeks being on the market wasn't really that big of a deal as it is now for this price range. Now, if you know, a home like this was on the market that long, it would be really
you're fired.
It'd be crazy. But yeah, so it wasn't that big of a deal then. But after a couple weeks of it being on the market, I got a call out of nowhere that I didn't expect. And the person who I didn't know that was on the other line was telling me that they saw this listing of mine, this home I had listed on Craigslist being advertised for rent. And what had happened was the scammer they took my listing. They stole the listing photos. They copy and pasted pretty much all the listing information and posted their own ad on Craigslist. And they posted it for an extremely low price of rent, like very, very, very low, to attract as many renters as they could. And they were charging $100 for the application fee and basically just collecting the money.
Wow.
Obviously couldn't rent it because they didn't own it. It was for sale. They had no access to it. And who knows what else they were doing with the information that they were getting from these people. I don't even know. But we got that ad shut down as soon as it was brought to my attention. But things like that do happen. So be careful out there on Craigslist.
And unfortunately, we've been in a time where a lot of people need a rental and they need to get in a home as soon as possible. I mean, it could have been the disaster stories with the wildfires we've had over the last couple of years, or the ice storm, you know, those when things happen to your house and you have nowhere to go, you're not going to just go out and buy a new house. No one has that kind of money laying around. So when things look too good to be true, sometimes they are too good to be true.
Yeah.
And I'm a big guy of asking questions, you know, before I hire people on the jobs, before we purchase homes, you know, selling homes. I'm there and I ask a lot of questions. I kind of want to get the whole story, the big picture, just so I can trust who's on the other end of the deal and we can go forward in agreement on what both of our expectations are. So
these scammers move quick, though.
They do.
They, you know, hey, quick, you got to give us the money or you're going to lose the house.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, fear tactics.
Do cash. Cash is better than a check.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. I mean, it can be quick. And make sure, you're right, these scammers, they're in and out. They're there. And by the time you caught them, they were probably off to another scam.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing that you see you know, every once in a while, a scam for is rent-to-own scams. So I see rent-to-own scams sometimes on Craigslist. So that's another thing to be careful about. So I just wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about what rent-to-own is, how it works, the pros and cons, maybe some red flags to avoid as far as like scams go, because this is something we actually have done. This was the very first home we ever purchased. We did it on rent-to-own. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's something that's a little bit overly like, what's the right word? Like, everyone wants it. You always hear about rent to own on like real estate investing podcasts and stuff. And I think people just look at it like, I want a rent to own, or I want to find a rent to own deal. But I think it's not always a great deal like people think. And there's a lot more that goes into it that, you know, the ins and outs that they might not realize.
I always wondered how it worked.
It's not really a popular thing. Not a lot of people are, you know, knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a lot around a rent-to-own contract or a lease option contract, mm-hmm. you know. What I always say, it's always in the paper, too, you know. And if you're going off a handshake, don't do that, please. Today's world, there's just too many shady people and sides of things. They're going to take your money and run. And odds are you put some type of down payment on these homes when it does come to a rent-to-own. And you don't want to lose that big chunk of coin. And oftentimes that's generally what does happen. And mm-hmm. you want to make sure you're covered. And honestly, if you need some more knowledge, when it comes to listings, we don't work with an awful lot of lease option contracts, even though we leave that as an option for a seller. And obviously, we get the job done. We find the client for them. If that's an option for you as a seller, please come talk to us, and we're happy to construct a deal like that. But usually these deals are going to be made on your own, mm-hmm. Between you and somebody else with no legal representation, and you can finalize it in a law office and then go to title and get deed and stuff transferred. But with these rent-to-owns, I consider it all to be within the verbiage, excuse me, because you could be stuck paying the property lot tax and you don't even own the property, or the current owner can be paying that property lot tax per year. Right. There's all types of little things, and you know, it costs you money in the end. And sometimes you'll get rent to own situations where these are retired people that own these current homes, and they just want to make money off of you as a high interest, because they understand your situation. Maybe you can't go to a conventional lending office or financial office, mm-hmm. because of your credit score or something. Mm-hmm. So they're going to pray and maybe charge you an 8-12% interest on top of your monthly payment that, you know, trickles down and cuts off the sales price over time. And they're usually working a balloon payment. For the most part, I see 5-year balloon payments on these rent to own contracts. But there's always something, you know, that can go sideways, and it could be a late payment. It could be whatever. And this owner just says, nope, we're done. And they've preyed off of you. They've made interest off of you. And now you're stuck in the mud and you have no money, no cash. You've actually invested into these properties already because they could have been teardowns, and you're a handyman and you got all the work done. And now you're stuck, though, because the home has just been pulled from your feet.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you'd better go to an attorney and have attorney work on your own side of it to protect you rather than dealing with that property owner's attorney. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, I mean, don't let me fool you, though. These are great options. Like Mariah and I said, this was our first ever investment on a rent-to-own contract.
Right.
We were very fortunate and lucky. We found it at a good price. And we ended up knowing the individual. And that's generally how these are going to come about when you're searching for a rent-to-own type situation. A lot of it comes from a family member, inheritance properties, you know, rentals that become vacant and people trying to keep it in the family. So
it all makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vester Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about rent to own. I like this subject.
Just to explain a little bit more in detail about how the rent to own works. So basically what you do is you're going to put down your option money for the most part. You're going to sign an agreement, and that's going to say it's going to be basically like a rental agreement, except in most cases, usually you're going to have responsibility for the property. Because I know when we signed our rent to own agreement, we were basically renters. We were, you know, it was like a rental agreement, except we were responsible for anything that went wrong in the home, anything that needed to be fixed during that time. So the agreement said you will have the option to purchase the home in X amount of time. It's usually, you know, 2-3 years is pretty common. I think for us, it was like a year and a half or so. And then part of your payments go towards that down payment when you mm-hmm. do get the loan and purchase the home. But a couple things to be aware of that are a little bit, make this a little bit risky are when you put down your option money, you know, there's a good chance that you could lose that. Every deal is different, so it might be a lot larger on some deals than others, but you're, even though you're responsible for anything that goes wrong, and for, I know a lot of times people even put money into fixing the home, like mm-hmm. we put quite a bit of money into remodeling the home, even though our name was not on the deed. There's a lot that can happen in between the time that you sign that rent-to-own agreement and actually get the deed and are the technical owner of the house. And say you miss a payment or anything like that, or the home goes into foreclosure, then you would lose that money. So there is a little bit of risk there. And another thing is, say it comes to the end of that agreement and you are not able to qualify for a home loan at that point. That's something that I hear happens a lot with rent to owns, and is one big reason why a lot of people that sign those rent to own agreements never actually close and own it. So I know for us, when we went into this, we had spoken with a lender, and that's kind of why we decided to go this route. The rent to own is, we talked to a lender because we wanted to buy, we were about to get married, we wanted to buy a house, but we weren't able to qualify. But because we talked with a lender, we had an idea of when we would be able to, and we kind of knew we'll be able to qualify in about a year from now. And so that's why for us, it made a lot of sense, and we felt good going into this agreement. But if you, you know, don't think you're going to, maybe your issue is your credit score, you don't think you're going to be able to fix your credit score to get a home loan in that 2-year span or whatever it is for you that you're having that option to buy or whatever, then you have a good chance of losing everything because that you put into it already, because, you know, that deal is going to go away. The seller is probably not going to extend it for you.
Yeah. And that's a really sad situation mm-hmm. when you're really thinking about it. Like, mm-hmm. this is your life. This yeah. is the roof over your head. You've invested into this, and you just really want to make sure in the end you're thinking down the road and not just what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And there could be people right now, though, that are in this position. You know, you're in a contract with somebody, and your every monthly payment you make's coming off the top of the sales price, and you're planning to buy it in 2 to 5 years. What I strongly suggest you do, and my own brother is in this situation, and I'm trying to encourage him to look into actually talking to the lending institution and saying, hey, what's it going to take for me to purchase this for the amount I currently owe? And here's why. Think of today's interest rates that we have. We're just at about 3.35, 3.4, whatever, percent. Our days of the twos might be over. But we don't know what this interest rate might look right. like in your term, your 2 to 5 years from now. And as long as you can get something locked in, and honestly, the reason you decided to go into this lease option or rent-to-own contract is because most likely that sales price looked very good to you. And usually they do look good. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're taking advantage of an opportunity. And that's exactly what we did. We took advantage yeah. of an opportunity, and then we executed and made the opportunity happen and ended up purchasing it. But that is my encouragement to you guys. If you're in a rent-to-own, look at the option to purchase right now, because we're hit at a historical low when it comes to interest rates. And you know if you're there or not. If you need a referral, lending referral, please don't hesitate to contact us. I'll give you my personal lender that I use. I don't get paid to share his name or anything. It's just what we do, and it gets you to that next step where you want to be to create you wealth. And we talk about it often on this show, right? How is your current investment going to give you wealth? And that's what's really important to me. That's what's important to, I think, Astrid, our daughter. How can we lend her money in the end with our current wealth, our current investments, our assets that we can possibly pass on to her in the future? I think that's very valuable. And if you have some type of foot in the door and you have invested into soil at some point, get the job done and seal that deal right now.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, and I want to flip it around from the person who owns the house perspective for a moment.
Right.
Okay. Given what we have with the low interest rates and the ability to sell the house within a pretty quick period of time, why would you do the for sale by renter unless it's a family member or somebody that you're just trying to help along? Why would you do that?
Well, there's a couple factors. Over the last, 2 years, I had a home in Dallas, for instance, and usually it comes down to condition too. You as a seller, say that home's condition is just not necessarily inhabitable, but not financeable, and it's a cash only deal, and someone's willing to live in it while fixing it for you and then leasing it and buying it from you in the end. I mean, that might be a good option, because if you have time and you can collect interest as if you are the bank, and that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. You own a house, you're acting as a bank, someone's paying you to live there while fixing your current home. So it's a win-win. If they don't make their payment, you just get your home back. And right. It's in usually better condition than you had it. It's a win-win because you're going to make more money. You're going to collect interest monthly on their payment. And that's just some extra funds, maybe a retirement check that you don't even deserve. But
what is the downside for it? What are the dangers for the home seller? I mean, what could go upside down for them?
I hear that a lot, actually, because most sellers, I mean, if you see a house on the MLS, the chance of them being willing to do a rent to own type thing is almost none. If they're listing it, they want an offer that's going to buy it outright right then and there. But usually what I hear from people, the reason they don't want to is either they need the money to buy their next place, and so they just need to have the whole, everything they're going to make at closing right then and there.
More money.
Or two is just fear. They don't really quite understand how it works. Because for me, I think about it that way. Like, you are getting these monthly payments. You are able to charge high interest. But if worst case scenario, they don't make the payment and you get it back and you resell it. That's how I see it. But a lot of people think like, oh, I'm going to get screwed. And they don't really realize that. They just think they're going to lose it.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's really like the biggest reason.
All right.
That
cool. Cool. We've got lots more coming. No question about it. I mentioned a potpourri of subjects. We got one more of the potpourri coming. So you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, a lot more for you.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And we still have more to talk about, don't we, Mariah?
We have a little bit more to talk about, yes. So before we get into the five things you're going to want to ask yourself before you buy a house, and then the listing of the week, you're going to want to know about that too. I just wanted to share a couple of red flags to look out for as far as rent to own scams go, because they are out there. A lot of times they are on Craigslist, and you just need to be aware of it, because rent to own is something that is a little bit vulnerable to scams. And I actually had experience with this myself. I wasn't a victim of it, but I, as an agent, got a call from, when I was a brand new broker, 18, I got a call from a group of guys that were doing these rent to own scams. And I ended up doing quite a bit of work for them, not knowing. I had no clue what I was, what they were doing. I was, like I said, brand new, 18, too inexperienced to really know what was going on. But as soon as I found out that that's what they were doing, I blocked their number and stopped working with them and talking to them at all. But they were doing rent to own scams. And so I know that these are out there, and I don't want you to get caught in them. So one thing to keep your eye out for is if the home is far underpriced and it looks like too good to be true, then, might be a red flag. Another thing is poor communication skills, or just like shady, I don't know, not good communication on the end of the person that's doing the deal with you. And then another thing is if there's no photos. And of course, you know, that might just mean that the person trying to sell the home doesn't have representation and doesn't know what they're doing. But that could be a red flag to like ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And also just kind of go with your gut. If your gut is telling you that, hey, like something's not right here, then maybe listen to that.
When in doubt, yes. Check it out.
Yes. Okay. So now, five things you're going to want to ask yourself before you pull the trigger on possibly the largest investment you ever make, your house. The first one is, how long do I plan to stay in this area? I think that's something that will definitely help you make a decision on your home, is how long do I realistically plan to stay here? Can I afford the cost of homeownership? Important question. Can I actually handle a home renovation? I think it's very easy to underestimate. I see clients do this a lot. They'll walk into a home and think, I'm going to do this to it and this. And they tell me they have like $25,000 to work with. And I'm just thinking, I don't know about that, you guys. I think maybe it's going to be a lot more than that.
Especially
yes.
with what's going on
I
today.
Think you're going to need a little bit more if you want to do everything you want to do. And then next is, will owning be financially better for me than renting? It's a good question to ask yourself. And then last is, what is my goal for this house? Do I know what my goal is for this house? Is it to just live in for 20 years, raise a family in? Is it to buy and then use as a vehicle to get to my next house and sell in a few years and then buy something better? Is it to keep as a rental? Is it to turn into an Airbnb? What is my goal? That's important to ask yourself. And now, Spencer, what is the listing of the week?
Well, to segue into that, if your goal is real estate and purchasing some real estate, I have a listing of the week. And the reason I'm saying it this week is not only it's our new listing, but one that's probably the best in Salem because of the amount of space you have and the amount of bedrooms. We were just talking about it on break, how, you know, if I had some extra funds, I'd buy it cash and house hack with it. And if you're not familiar with house hacking, go back to our, I think 2 weeks ago, we had a house hacking a podcast, and it was amazing. So rent out by the room. Anyways, the address is 5166 Silver Loop, Northeast Salem. This is in Northeast Salem. That's 5166 Silver Loop, Northeast Salem. This will be 5-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,800 square feet. All includes fenced, double fence for an RV, triple carport for 3 cars. And you do have 2 sheds with electrical. So one is like a workspace and the other is just more extra storage, which is really unbelievable, especially if you're wanting to live financially free and just have this home paid for. House hacking is my idea of it because you got 5 bedrooms. And that is a limited option here in Salem. There's just not many options like it right next to I-5. If you work near the hospital, something like that, and you're wanting to have roommates, that type of thing, or just have a big family, this could be the home for you. Brand new, built in 2018. The reason I say brand new is because these were snowbirds and they were here very often.
Awesome. Mm. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence, find out more about this house at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. The number, 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.